Andy Kura, Wheaton Pest, we're ready for all of you. Come on up. Yeah, bring it all up. How's Audra and Julia? Everybody's good?
Yeah, good today.
Good?
Doing good.
Oh. Yeah, turn that one back on.
Oh, wow. Really? Really?
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us here, first of all. Appreciate you guys making time for us. What we have here is just a brief little synopsis of kind of what our district and program is. Just thought you guys would find it useful. And I guess to start, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Andy Kura. I'm the supervisor with the Wheaton Pest District here. I was assigned supervisor in 2013 when Adrienne retired. This is Julie Kraft. She's an assistant supervisor. She's been with the district since 2010. Mm-hmm. And she's originally from Meeker, Colorado, but had some time with Carbon County Wheaton Pest District. And this is Audra Ruge.
Hi, Audra.
She's been here since 2014. And she's originally from LaBarge, Big Piney area. Grew up down there. Audra McGinnis is her maiden name, but she had spent some time with Albany County Wheaton Pest before. I've been here since 2006, originally from Lander. Basically, just kind of when I came to the commissioners meeting, when you guys appointed a few of our new board members. Chairman Nelson asked if I had any questions. I just thought, well, since there's new commissioners and we're now at five, maybe it'd be a good idea that we come and introduce ourselves and meet you guys and answer any questions you may have. Or
I have one.
Or
already?
Yeah.
Sorry, can you tell me who all is?
Just one, though.
Yeah. On the board? Yes. Yeah, so our current board chairman is Doug Vickery, and he's been our board chairman for, before I was even here.
Me too.
Yeah, he's been on there, and then we have Pam Chrisman. Okay. And we have Jake Greenwood, and our two new ones this year are Susie McNivich and Chad Hayward.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
So, I just, wanted you guys to have this synopsis here and kind of go over some things with you guys so you're aware, kind of what we do on the county and municipal level here in our county. We work with the municipalities here in our county to treat, educate, and provide training on any of our noxious weeds that we have. There are 26 state-designated weeds and 6 pests that are state-designated, and then we have 6 county-declared weeds that we treat and we go after. So that's kind of what we look for. So in our training and in our work with the towns, we kind of go over those and make sure they know how to ID and work with those invasive plants. We also do some annual work on county roads and where we treat a few designated delineators on some county roads for Butch and Billy. And we also do the management of those noxious weeds on every county road in the county. We try to get over those roads sometimes a couple times a year to make sure we're staying on top of it. We also do some fall cheatgrass treatments on county roads. And as far as other work with municipalities and county properties, we do some work for the airport, the bike paths, the cemeteries, and we have some spray days that Julie's organized that we work on, especially with Big Piney Marbleton. Haven't really done much with Pinedale in that aspect, but and then just other high priority weed species, other projects we consider worthy. We kind of help out with those too. So any questions on any of that?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay.
Pests. What do you consider pests?
Well, right now our 6 pests in the state are grasshoppers, Mormon crickets, prairie dogs,
Richardson ground squirrel,
and then There's the leaf, the
beet leaf hopper,
or the sugar beet beetle, or is it the beet leaf hopper?
And then the pine.
And what's the other one? And the mountain pine beetle. So those
prairie
are pests.
Dogs. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So a lot of the, you know, like. Well, like Niobrara County and some of those counties over in that area have really big prairie dog programs where they're just.
Even really, Farson
has a pretty big one too, yeah. We deal a lot with the Richardson ground squirrel. We work with selling gas cartridges and trying to help people out with that. That's basically the amount of that program. A lot of people like to shoot them. Other people like to use gas cartridges, but those are the pests.
Okay.
And we have in the past done some work with grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers seem to come and go.
Yeah.
Climate and.
Yep.
There's been some years down our way we landowners got together and did a significant amount of spraying for grasshoppers. And they, it makes a tremendous difference on a year when they really get bad.
So do you do work with private landowners?
Yes, we do. I failed to mention that. We do a lot of private work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Okay.
On private land.
Love for that. They've been really great in the Coeur Valley.
Anything else on municipalities, guys, or anything to add on that?
We just try to work with them and educate the staff, you know, that is on hand, and then let them know if we see something or help them out in any way we can.
Yeah. And you do hire out and do work for private individuals also, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We have another thing that's kind of nice. What we do, we offer a cost share program. There's a 75% cost share on pesticides for county people in the county to come buy pesticides through us. And also a cost share on labor. So if we can't come and treat any weeds and there's a private applicator that's available and that landowner hires that private applicator, we actually cost share 35% of that labor, as long as they get board approval and approach us beforehand with the project. So,
is there a better time to approach weeds than others? I mean, do you get them?
Yeah, it's kind of species specific, right? So, in the spring, you know, all of you have seen musk thistle or black henbane maybe, but those are annual plants that seed in 1 year and reproduce in 1 year, so it's good to get those early.
Mm-hmm.
With other perennials that are tough, fall is actually a real good time to treat some perennials because they're really absorbing nutrients and taking, getting ready to overwinter, so their roots or systems are working overtime to kind
When's
of pull that
time
down.
To treat cheatgrass?
In the fall. Based on the pesticides we have available. Yeah. Julie's kind of our cheatgrass lead. She might be able to talk more about that.
We tried a couple years ago to do some spring treatment, and just because spring's so variable here, we had very low success with it. So really what we're doing when we treat them in the fall, when we treat cheatgrass in the fall, is we're putting down the herbicide pre-emergence, so it's in the soil there for when the seeds germinate the next year. So we've had really good success with that, and probably we'll stick with that until something changes with either the tools we use or, you know, if we get a new pesticide or herbicide that we can use there. But the fall's been the best time, as we'll do the big treatments and stuff.
A typical application cost per acre, or does that depend on the intensity of the weed present or whatever?
Yeah,
it was present and what kind of terrain we're working in the application method.
In that regard, it might be a good time to let all the commissioners know that was a subject of discussion in the fourth collaborative that the county sponsors. And the collaborative agreed to strongly support getting authority for aerial application on the forest of cheatgrass, because without it, you can treat it up to the forest boundary, but if you don't get it on the forest, you lose a lot of what you gained. And so I felt pretty good about first success story, I guess, for the forest collaborative, but we can get it to happen. But they were unanimous in supporting that.
Mm-hmm. Julie
did a good job of explaining it.
Important spokesman for that, it seems, to when it goes around the table, the spraying and the weeds come up almost with whatever we're going to do or where we're going. How are we going to take care of the noxious weeds is a huge discussion item.
I always thought it was unusual that tumbleweed is not considered a weed.
Well, it can be. If it's a weed to you, it's a weed, right?
Well, yeah. So I just you see that getting bigger near, I don't know, which isn't here, but gravel pits and all that, they grow so obnoxious and then they blow into the nearby ditches.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is the Russian thistle is kind of how the weed pest started. Mm. If you watch, they did a documentary a few years ago.
And that's what you're calling tumbleweed, is Russian thistle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really?
Okay.
And it if you get a chance, you should watch it. And you guys probably remember the name of it better than I do, but it really kind of outlines how it all, the weed and pest movement kind of got started and how it.
The legacy videos?
Yeah, the legacy mm-hmm. videos. And the start of it, that's what the guy was worried about, was Russian thistle. Mm-hmm.
And we do like cheatgrass is a big project. We also do, you know, other projects on some high priority weeds. I'm sure most of you have known leafy spurge or have heard about leafy spurge. Audra, do you want to talk about your leafy spurge program you've been working on the last few years?
Sure. So in 2015, I had the opportunity to go do some cheatgrass mapping for Julie in the helicopter. I'd never flown down the Grand River before, so Ed was going down there, and all of a sudden I was like, well, that's an interesting looking yellow plant, so they kind of circled around. Turns out it's leafy spurge, and we found several spots along the way and kind of mapped it as we went. And where these are at are kind of in the islands in the middle of the Green River. And so we hired the jet boat, and he basically just takes us up where we've mapped, and we hop out with backpacks and kind of walk these islands and treat the patches and stuff. The crews kind of give me crap for using a jet boat to do it, but I think it's really actually the best way to get to those locations, because it would take us forever, you know, to try to walk to them or ford. And
it's probably cheaper than a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah, might be. we're trying to use some different chemicals and do a rotation on it and see if we can kind of keep it, if not eradicated, at least keep it under control. Mm-hmm. The next couple of years, I'm concerned that if we just kind of let it go, it has the potential to be a very, very large problem. So.
So on top of all these projects, you know, we obviously have our contracts with BLM, Forest Service. We do some work with the Game and Fish annually to treat these weeds on their lands too. So it's a busy 3 months that we are blessed with in Sublette County, you know. Maybe four, we get some stuff done in the fall too, but maybe two this year.
It's pretty short today.
But you know, we've had a pretty, you know, our board's been supportive for the most part of what we do and how we approach these projects. And we hire, this year we're going to have like 20 seasonal employees of local kids that are going to come help us, and we think that's pretty cool. Gives those kids a good opportunity to work and get to meet some neat kids. So, and you know, it's funny because not all of them, we have kids that are going to go to med school, we have kids that are, so it's not just, you know, we like to have kids that are maybe looking into some range management professions or something like that too, but we get kids of all walks that turn out to be really good employees for us. It's kind of neat. So
my grandson does that in Carbon County.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer.
Nice.
I may employ my daughter.
No, he's gonna.
So you must abstain.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but anyways, kind of in a nutshell and a quick summary, that's kind of what we just kind of wanted to introduce ourselves to you guys and let you know that if you ever need anything or need to visit, our doors are always open, and you know, we're willing to visit with you guys about anything. So
terrific. Appreciate the update.
Any questions?
No, appreciate the opportunity
appreciate
to meet you.
Yeah,
holding them in.
No. Okay. If you guys ever wanted to be the heroes, you'd take on mosquitoes too.
Yeah, they're not pests. That's why I was asking.
They're residents.
They're residents. They're going to be here this year.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that's kind of a question you need to ask to the board, I guess.
Yeah. And I have, and I know the.
There are districts that do that, and they declare them, you know.
Sure. You guys would be the hero, though.
I don't know about that. I don't know if there's much.
I know that
scapegoat.
Shaking her
scapegoat.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a very precise, and you know, there's lots of different options in the mosquito world. Other counties embark on that.
Yeah.
You know, around the state, but
yeah,
it's a whole.
Do you have any idea how many other counties do it?
Would you say it's half?
Half
the districts,
maybe.
Half maybe
the counties include the mosquitoes.
Yeah, maybe half. That's a guess.
At least 2/3. I would say at least 1/3 for sure.
But you know, I think the majority in those districts that do, they have somebody that's designated
over the mosquito.
Over that, yeah. It's a totally different animal.
Yes,
do they do larvicides or adults?
They do both. Yeah. There's some districts that just do larvicides, and I think there's some that do both.
Mm-hmm.
So. And there's some districts that have it listed, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think that just kind of have it listed to house the, to help the towns. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Well, yeah, everybody runs it differently. Some people contribute to, you know, every county, I think, does it differently. But some people contribute. Some people have staff that they actually run the program. Some counties have it where they, you know, cost share the insecticide, mm-hmm. larvicide, things like that. So I think every... You know, and some of those people wouldn't say that they're necessarily in the program, but they provide some type of service to that county for it. So it's really all over the book,
The one thing I did fail to mention is that Kelly Sellers was going to be here, but she had some things come up at the office. She is our new office manager,
okay.
But I kind of wanted to have her here to meet you guys, but she was unable to attend. But if you call the office, chances are that's who you're going to talk to first.
She's perfect.
She's good.
Excellent. No other questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Andy. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Audra. Joel.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming to visit.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do it.
Thanks,
Joel. Yeah, I have that letter drafted. I'll be sending out in a week. It's ready to go.
Yeah. Just get informed. Get involved.
Okay. We'll see you this summer.
Thanks, Audra.
I'm fine.
We'll see you. Thanks, Audra. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
He doesn't around. We never had to talk to you.
We'll be out. I'm sure it'll be wet.
Can we go out to the Noble? Oh, I don't know. You guys helped out there.
I'm going to stop by. I've got some issues at my place, so I'll stop and talk to you.
Did your trees ever straighten out?
No, they're still having
issues. You can't help his issues.
I don't know what's wrong with those things.
He's a resident. He's like
I'd like to get my Corel and brown bin sterilized. I don't know if that's
you are not
what's
on game today.
Unless you're going
to leave it.
I don't forget, though.
You got to leave it alone.
Oh,
not you.
Oh, you were looking at it.
Well, that's because you were giving me that.
Yeah.
So the Corel maybe, but not the round pin.
So
these horses stir it up. I don't work the dirt.
Yeah. Okay. Ground. Yeah. If you're gonna run cows through it or horses.
Horses. It just doesn't do much good.
No.
Gotcha.
And she's
okay. Well, that's good information to have.
So you can always come get some Roundup though. Roundup and
just
get Abby out there.
Yeah, I will. I'll get her.
You've got an applicator.
I'll put her.
Yeah.
She needs something to do in her free time.
Yeah.
I think we're good. She goes, okay, it didn't give me much, but I said, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
See ya.
Well, it's a done deal.
Why don't you grab those bills, Commissioner Rawhauser, and we'll pay some bills.
Yes.
Sheriff Lear didn't have anything for us today, so we won't be coming.
Okay. I haven't heard from him.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna